And this is a special edition of Gravity and Chaos. My name's Ken, sitting in for Chris Sampson today. And he does a great jazz show, Gravity and Chaos. And we're going to stick more with gravity than chaos today in this jazz set. Let's get started with Jackie McLean.
Thank you.
Jackie McLean from a classic album, Jackie's Bag, recorded back in 1960. And that one features Jackie McLean on alto sax, Tina Brooks on tenor sax, Blue Mitchell on trumpet, Kenny Drew on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Art Taylor on drums. A great group indeed. Fine rhythm section for sure. We heard the track Appointment in Ghana, and it's a great way to start out tonight's show. This is Gravity and Chaos. Normally sitting here is Chris Sampson, but I'm Ken Laster doing a fill-in. Usually my show is on Saturday evenings from 5 to 7 p.m., but I'm happy to fill in this great time slot. We're going to just kind of mix it up. Nothing, no theme or anything on tonight's show. We're going to get all over the place, some classic jazz and some brand new releases as well, including this next track, which is from Tom Guarna from his brand new album called Rush. We're going to hear a track called Shamblow. Thank you. That last one you heard is a new one from Ambrose Akinmusiri. The Imagined Savior is Far Easier to Paint. Interesting title for an album. As I said, the track is Vartha. And that one is Ambrose Akinmusiri on trumpet. Let's see, Walter Smith on tenor sax, Sam Harris on piano, Harish Raghavan on bass, and Justin Brown on drums. And also on that one is Charles Altora playing guitar. That was a fine guitar solo in that one. And another great guitarist you heard before that track is Tom Guarna from his album Rush. And we heard the track Shamblow. And that group has Tom Guarna on guitar, Jonathan Blake on drums, Danny Grissett on piano, Orlando LaFleming on bass, and West Hartford native Joel Fram on tenor sax. And he did a killing solo on that one. All right, time now is 8:25. You're listening to Gravity and Chaos. Ken Laster filling in for Chris Sampson. And we're going to continue on. I said we're going to mix it up with some old stuff and some new stuff as well. So we just heard a set of new recordings. So let's get back to the classics. And what better classic jazz artist to play than John Coltrane? From the album Blue Train, you're going to hear Moment's Notice. The
Thank you.
Bags and Train, name of the album, and the name of the group as well. I guess you could say Bags being the great Milt Jackson, and Train, of course, John Coltrane. We just heard a long John Coltrane-inspired set, which finished up with this piece, a title track from Bags and Train. And that was recorded back in 1959. And that's Milt Jackson on vibraphones, John Coltrane on tenor sax, Hank Jones on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Connie Kay on drums. Before that, we heard from Oliver Nelson, Stolen Moments, definitely written from the changes in John Coltrane's Moments Notice, but this is Stolen Moments, appropriately titled. And that's from the album Blues and the Abstract Truth from Oliver Nelson, recorded in 1961. And that group is is Oliver Nelson on alto sax, Eric Dolphy on flute, George Barrow on baritone, Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Bill Evans on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Roy Haynes on drums. And we started out the set nearly a half hour ago from John Coltrane and the album Blue Train, recorded in 1957. And we heard Moments Notice that I mentioned a minute ago. And that great group, dig this sextet. John Coltrane on tenor sax, Lee Morgan on trumpet, Curtis Fuller on trombone, Kenny Drew on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums. Yeah, all right. Time now is 8:53. You're listening to Gravity and Chaos. My name is Ken Laster, and my show usually runs Saturdays from 5 to 7 p.m., but I'm certainly happy to be in this spot filling in for Chris Sampson on his show. And if you want to find out more about my show, you can head over to my website. Let me mention that. You can head on over to www.jazzandbeyond.com. And if you click there, you can go to my podcast. And you can subscribe to that from the website via iTunes. Stitcher is a great new way to listen to my show anytime, 24/7. Stitcher is a podcasting program and app for your computer and your phone. And it's a great way to listen to podcasts, including mine, In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. So check that out. There's links to all that, as well as my social networking. You can check me out. Friend me on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter. Check out my YouTube channel, all that stuff, by going to www.jazzandbeyond.com. As long as I'm throwing out websites, let's mention this great station's website, WHUS-FM. Winner of Best Radio Station on the Hartford Advocate, as well as Best College Radio Station. And you can check out our website and listen to the feed live by going to whus.org. All right, let's get back to the music. A jazz saxophone, an artist that was definitely inspired by John Coltrane. This is Boston bass George Garzone. I got hip to George Garzone when I was hanging in Boston for a couple days on business and went over to the Lily Pad, a nice little performance space. And George Garzone was playing there with his group, The Fringe, and it absolutely blew me away. So this is from The Fringe. The name of the album is The Fringe in New York, George Garzone. We're going to hear two tracks from that, starting with Plus One, and then a John Coltrane composition, Central Park West. So give a listen to George Garzone. Thank you. Time is 9:02. This is WHUS Storrs, Connecticut. Thank you. George Garzón, a really fine tenor and soprano sax player, as I said, who I happened to catch in Boston at the Lily Pad a couple weeks ago, and he absolutely blew me away playing with The Fringe, a group he's played with for like 40 years. And The Fringe is John Lockwood on acoustic bass, Bob Gulati on drums, and George Garzón on saxophones. And this album has the addition of Mike Maneri doing that fine, really mellow-sounding vibe work, which adds a lot to this album. Really good album, recorded back in 2000. All right, time now is 9:07. You're listening to Gravity and Chaos. My name's Ken, filling in for Chris Sampson. And let's see, we heard two from that album. I didn't really announce the tracks. First one you heard is Plus One, and that Plus One stands for the addition of the vibraphones to the usual Fringe trio. And after that, we heard the great John Coltrane ballad, Central Park West. All right, I said at the beginning of the show we're really going to mix things up, playing some old classics,